I mean, it's well known that at many blockbuster openings, like the most recent Batman movie and others like the upcoming Resident Evil movie opening in about a month, many fans, they dress up as their favorite character or even their favorite villains in the movie. And at these midnight showings and festivals like Denver Comic Con, they're very important to fans who dress up in these costumes. Do you think that things will change within this community now that this event has occurred?
I don't see much impact in the cosplaying community. What I see being real important is that con organizers and festival organizers are going to need to be really clear about the expectations for all cosplayers ahead of time. So that way, you know, when we as con organizers are putting on a show, we can let folks know this is an acceptable costume. This is an unacceptable costume.
And shortly after the shootings, AMC Theaters was really the first in the nation to ban certain types of costumes at their theaters nationwide. What are your thoughts on that move, and are you concerned about it?
I went back to 9/11, you know, and I was thinking about all of the things that happened at airports right after 9/11, you know, and a lot of those policies have since been done away with, you know, the increased security, the level of security that we saw at airports after that, you know, while in no way am I trying to draw comparisons to what happened in Aurora in 9/11, I guess my thinking is that while AMC, you know, is responding to what's happened, you know, who knows what's going to happen over time and what their policies will be like and how they'll assure the security of their patrons.
And there have also been questions about midnight showings in general with their, you know, their massive late night rollouts on multiple screens and costume contests and lines around the block. And there's thoughts that they should be scaled back. Do you think these showings should end?
Absolutely not. In no way do I feel like that should change. I don't feel like it should change one bit. I think that if it were to change, then Suspect A would have won. And that's not how we need to move forward. We need to move forward by going about our lives and saying, we will carry on. We will carry on in a happy way. We will celebrate life, whether that's celebrating nerd culture and going to see movies at night or going to buy video games at night or just going out with our friends and having a drink and celebrating life. I think we need to move forward and we need to find positive ways to do that. And some of the, you know, for us in this culture, the way that we do that is we come together around the things we love.
How has the comic book community been coping with these events? You're a very close-knit group of people, and as we've saw at this year's Comic-Con, you know, how are you, as a local leader of this, I guess you'd call it a comic book movement here in Colorado and Denver, how are you seeing the community taking the events of the last few days?
It's been difficult for us to move through it. We've been really struggling to just be that conduit of information and support and let people know that you know, we can move through this and we can move on, and you know that Bruce Wayne is about standing up to things like this. He's the kind of guy who says, you know, when everything is falling apart, that's when you put on the costume and that's when you go out and you stand up and you fight for what's right. I mean, I just feel like that's where the engagement piece comes in and where we have to step back in and where we have to lead our lives and live.
Ilya Kowalczuk is Executive Director of Comic Book Classroom and on the 2013 Denver Comic-Con Steering Committee. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.